Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, listen up, men of America and the world. Leslie Jones has some advice for your sexual health.
And DJ Khaled is sharing how he holds on to his money, and it might surprise you.
And joining the party again today is our girl, entertainment journalist, Melissa Knows.
Oh, I love how you said my name. Oh, applause. I'm here for that every day. It's always such a blast to be here with you guys. All right, Tanner, tell us what you have first.
All right, thanks, Melissa. Okay, guys, we all know Jared Leto as an Oscar-winning actor, but he also sings and plays in a band called 30 Seconds to Mars with his brother, Shannon. They've had some hits on the radio.
Oh, really? I haven't heard them.
Tickets for their upcoming tour go on sale this week, and to promote it, Jared did the unthinkable. He climbed the Empire State Building.
What?
Really?
No, you kidding. This is a reenactment.
Baby, quit playing games.
No, that's probably him. He's crazy. He's a little weird like that.
They didn't let him do that all the way.
Exactly.
Well, he's probably strapped into something.
Okay, so he ain't on no damn bill.
So he gets up to the top, and then Shannon joined Jared to perform at the top of the building. Now, I'm not seeing anything about Shannon doing the climb, so we're pretty sure he took the elevator. Here they are playing on the top of the Empire State Building.
Okay, so he made it to the top, did a wardrobe change, and then started rocking out?
Yeah. Yep, yeah.
That's terrifying. I will say, it is the true definition of stunting.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Stunting.
Truly stunting. Yeah,
truly stunting. Yeah. And he clearly goes all in. Remember, he won an Oscar for his performance in Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
And it blew people away. And it was like, that's Jared Leto.
He made that Spider-Man movie, Morbius, where he plays like a vampire and he's like an old guy and then he becomes a vampire. Anyhow, when he was playing the old man character, evidently he made them push him around set in a wheelchair. Like the guy takes it all the way.
Oh,
yes.
Method for real.
Like, can we get Jared to set? And he would like walk so slow because he's in character. They're like, get the wheelchair. And they,
Brad, you're an entertainer. Is the Sears building in Chicago?
The Sears Tower?
Yeah, the Sears Tower?
Yeah.
Would you ever go up on the Sears Tower?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I performed at the top of it before.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for a listening party, for an album release party, but I'll never climb it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
how'd you get up there?
The elevator?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No,
all right, moving on. Leslie Jones is cracking us up with her comedy, y'all, and she just shared that she's having trouble with men who cannot perform in the bedroom. Okay, well, according to Leslie, these dudes don't know their way around a woman's kitty cat.
Yeah.
And they don't take care of their own anatomy either.
What?
So Leslie has some advice, y'all, and we had to clean it up for TV, but here's what she said. Go to the doctor. Put your junk in the doctor's hand and cough to the left, dudes. Dudes, eggplants are not working properly. Y'all done ate all that McDonald's and all that crap and ain't drinking no water. Y'all ain't taking care of yourself. And that's your eggplant. That's like your prized possessions.
I hope she don't talk like that in the bedroom.
Okay.
Guys, diets be poor, like compared to how, our predecessors were.
Correct.
So you gotta take care of yourself, man. Those stuff stop malfunctioning.
Ours is all on the outside, so just a quick scrub, you're good.
Oh, it requires more than a quick scrub, Tanner.
Just like one quick, fast as you wash it as fast as you want to. Like, feel free.
What?
But like
no,
one quick scrub.
No, you definitely gotta take some time with it.
You better take some time.
No, I'm just saying like.
Especially if you got some extra skin.
No, I'm just saying like, if you want to wash it really fast, like you don't wash it. Never mind.
Why are you washing it fast?
It feels great when you wash it fast.
Man, you gotta watch what you come out of too, honey.
Oh my God.
Oh, you washing it fast.
Fast.
This is a family show.
Squeaky clean.
And you ain't got to do all that. You got somebody to do that for you. You ain't got to worry about all that.
There's never been a time in my life where someone's been like, yo, let me wash those. That's not a thing.
Maybe as a child, they may not even say it in those words.
You do know you go front to back, right?
Never back to front.
Oh my gosh. Okay. They say opposites attract. Well, apparently that works for roommates too. Okay, so Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec and White Lotus just debuted off-Broadway in a play. Well, Aubrey's new New York apartment wasn't ready in time, so Broadway legend Patti LuPone insisted Aubrey come stay with her.
Okay.
I know. So apparently they became friends while shooting the Disney Plus show Agatha, Darkhold Diaries. And while rooming together, Patti helped Aubrey focus on the show by making her soup and doing her laundry. Patti described her sleepovers with Aubrey saying, she sleeps in a very sexy black nightgown and I have on this long cotton. I look Victorian. And that's missing. All that's missing is a nightcap. I mean, we could not be more different.
This is a reality show I would watch. They both seem like a lot of fun.
And we've never seen a female version of The Odd Couple.
Oh. You know what? That's a good idea. Aubrey Plaza is a bit of a strange bird from just the role she chooses and the way she presents herself. But I will say, she's a chameleon. Yeah. I think she is incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. And to be able to learn from Patti LuPone in your nightgown. Mm-hmm.
So, Melissa, what you sleep in?
Wow. It depends. I don't know. Well, it depends. Like, how did the night end?
I mean, a black nightgown or...
My favorite is actually this long, just black cotton dress gown thing.
Yeah.
What do you sleep in, Gary?
I sleep naked.
I knew it.
No, because I like the air to oscillate through my legs and
oscillate?
Stuff.
Oscillate?
Your leg? Do you sleep with your legs open?
Yeah. Well, moving on, DJ Khaled is dropping some gems on how he stays rich, y'all. So during a recent interview with Shannon Sharp, Khaled explained why he doesn't believe in money managers and accountants and says he's very cautious after hearing so many horror stories from his counterparts. Y'all take a look.
I don't believe in no accountant. I don't believe in, what's the thing called, money manager?
Yeah.
All that. That's your business.
Khaled had long hairs.
I pay the grass, the car wash man, the guy that's cut my hair, the electric bill, the car note, the mortgage. I have a rule where my bank got to tell me, even if I tell them I approve it, don't listen to me.
I believe him.
Yeah, not just believe him, I agree. I'm the same way.
Really? You don't have an accountant.
No. I have to do a tax person when it's time to do my taxes.
Yeah.
But I look at my bank account every day.
Well, yeah.
That's smart.
And yes, ma'am, honey. No, baby. I didn't know accountants could steal because they know numbers better than me.
Oh, they really do, though. Uh-huh.
They're kind of really good at it, actually.
Yeah, honey, so I'm like, wow. And I barely got pennies, too. No, ma'am.
I bet when you were in school, you learned how to balance a checkbook and then you could teach the whole class how to do it.
Well, I was in FOM, but I learned.
What's FOM?
Fundamentals of Mathematics.
That's like a special class.
Sure. It was, but I learned math.
That's all right. At least you learned, Gary.
You plus and
right.
minus.
That's all right.
Early lunch crew. Well, moving on. Looks like Boosie had a change of heart and has his eyes set on another pop star. Sorry, baby, man. Oh. So, Boosie recently took the IG and posted a video of him at an event eyeing one of Queen B's protégés, Chloe Bailey. Oh. Check this out.
Miss Chloe Bailey.
Oh no, this is no.
That's a little stalkerish.
Not like this, Boozy.
Not like that. It's giving me the ick. Like, it's not even the age difference. What is it, 25 and 40?
15 years.
But
it's not
even
so bad.
40 doesn't seem that old, maybe because I'm 41. So that doesn't seem that old to me. But that just the way he went about it was a little weird.
Yeah. It's crazy because you don't typically see him fan out over anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. So it was ill to see him be that vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I was shocked.
It also just goes to show you, no matter who you are, there's someone out there that if you're kind of crushing on might make you a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you say to someone, Tanner, when you have a crush on them? Like when you want to approach someone? I know you have a girlfriend. But I'm just like, what's the language?
I'm a real big with like the basics, just like hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Like, you know, if I was Boosie in that scenario,
there you go.
And I didn't know Chloe or I hadn't met her yet, I would walk up and I'd say, hello. I walk up and I say, hi, my name's Boosie Badass. I don't know if you've heard of me. I'm a big fan, Chloe. Nice to meet you. And then I would just strike the conversation up, just the basics.
Right.
Or like, basics. Oh, can I get you something from the bar? I'm about to go get something to drink. Would you like something?
If I was to see Tanner and I was trying to approach and I go, how'd you do it?
Wow.
That's adorable.
Hilarious.
Okay, up next, Real Housewives of New York. OG, Sonya Morgan shares TMI, a total confession about actor Owen Wilson. We're going to get some details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Okay, so during a panel at BravoCon, Andy Cohen had a little fun with some of the housewives where they had to figure out which fun fact belonged to whom. Ooh. Take a look at how OG New York housewife Sonya Morgan got called out.
Uh-oh.
She once had a very flirtatious moment with Owen Wilson. It's gotta be Sonya, right? I mean, do we?
He is the butterscotch stallion, and he loves doggy style.
Okay, but...
They was drinking Hennessy that night.
Wow.
That was strong professionals.
She, like, thrives on shock value. Because everybody's like, oh. She loved that.
That's how you keep these housewife jobs, too, though, you know?
You better talk. Right. But the good part was she said he liked doggy style, so that was very interesting to me. I'm like, so that was interesting.
The butterscotch stallion part didn't stand out?
No, I don't like butterscotch.
Just say no to alcohol.
You want us to start calling you that, Tanner?
No, but I wish someone would have before. Dang.
You could have been the butterscotch stallion. Who is bragging about being with Owen Wilson? I'm sorry.
He's a movie star. He's one of the cooler Wilsons. He's on, like, season one and two of Loki.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a bigger flex would be like, oh, we had drinks together. You don't need to tell everybody that not only did you hook up with him, but how he likes sick.
But you don't kiss and tell, though.
Yeah.
That part.
Let the liquor tell on you.
Well, speaking of kissing and telling, Bree TSC, yeah, that's one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas, just like most women out there. She was caught spilling some tea on a hot mic while filming Selling Sunset. And during a scene, Chrishell Stouse asked her co-stars, who would you sleep with celebrity-wise? And Amanda Smith instantly replied Michael B. Jordan, which prompted Bree to admit, I could do that, and I've done that. Now, Brie later on admitted that she didn't know that the cameras was rolling and that she didn't mean to brag about it, you know, just to make conversation with the ladies.
Girl, bye. Yes, you did. Hot mic. If you are on set, anywhere you've taped before, you should assume the mics are hot.
Yeah. I'm going to blame that on the alcohol again, just like the last story. You know what I'm saying?
Unplug
you get people so stuff they forget.
You're on any reality show ever. You can assume that the cameras are always rolling and the mics are always hot. They're always listening.
Unhook it. Always.
You got to take it apart.
Take it apart.
But the diversity of Michael B. Jordan's roster, like I feel like now the B in Michael B. Jordan stands for because, like, yo, like, because it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, across the board, Benetton, United Nations.
There's a reason he was people's sexiest man alive last year, okay? Oh my God.
Why? Because he sleep with women?
No, because
he's women want to sleep with him.
Yeah. He is so sexy.
It's the byproduct of being.
I would rather Owen Wilson, though. I mean,
Really? Are you attracted to Owen Wilson?
No, Gary. No.
Better than Michael B. Jordan?
Absolutely not.
You must be joking.
Absolutely. No.
Gary and Owen. I love it. And Owen Wilson.
The body, though, of Michael B. Jordan. Let's just take his face away. Let's take faces away. Let's just focus on body, okay? And if I'm focusing on body, it is Michael Jordan. Change my middle name to B because, baby, change it.
I beg to differ. But anyway, coming up, honey, Kim Kardashian reveals that she has a tattoo. So is it a tattoo or a tattoo? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, it's time to get into an oldie but goodie. Ticket or Skip It! Now, one of the most quotable movies of all time, Mean Girls, is making a comeback to the big screen, but this time as a musical, y'all.
Oh.
The cast is looking a little different this time around, but Tina Fey decided to spin the block as Miss Norberry. Check it out, y'all.
All we've done is make Regina hotter and revive the wet look.
Dance break.
Who wrote all this junk?
Katie pushed her.
Regina really should be lifting through her glutes.
What do you guys think?
I want a ticket.
Okay.
I love stuff like that, especially when the girls be getting real snazzy and then they got a cute queen in there too, so I like that.
It's weird. I'm probably gonna skip it. I've seen, like, the original movie is so good.
It was good.
It's really good, and I've already seen the musical.
The original movie is a classic. I don't want it to be tampered with. Yeah. I'm gonna skip it.
And it does seem like a very woke cast, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, far as the diversity, like, they seem like they represented. They had everybody except someone in a wheelchair, you know?
Well, there's that. But y'all didn't really react to John Hamm. I'm just gonna say, it's John Hamm. Right. Mad Men?
Clearly, we don't care.
Exactly. You didn't say Abraham Lincoln, but...
what? John Hamm is...
Switching gears. Let's take a look at this. Here we go, everybody.
Tattoo or tattoo?
Okay, Kim K is the gift that keeps on giving. So a couple years ago, Kimmy Cake said she would never put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, referring to tatting her body. But she just revealed on Hulu's The Kardashians that she is in fact tatted up. And it went down after she shared her first kiss with ex-lover Pete the Meat Davidson during her Saturday Night Live appearance. Take a look at this, guys.
You guys, something you don't know about me?
What's
What
yeah,
did I say?
It's an infinity zone.
When did you do that?
The night of SNL, when I hosted SNL, me and all my friends got matching tattoos and everyone got them on their hands. Oh, and I was so like, there's not a shot I will get a tattoo.
Holy Holy
Is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
That's a tattoo.
Yeah?
Yes, honey. I'm surprised she had that in her mouth. But anyway.
I mean, it's kind of hypocritical if you ask me. She said she wasn't going to put a bumper sticker on the Bentley, but clearly she did anyway. Mm-hmm. So she kind of contradicted herself. So it's a tattoo for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a tattoo because of the amount of, like, you know, strength it takes. Like, that's such a sensitive place mm-hmm. to
but
get
it's
anything
so quick.
Tattooed.
That thing is like that.
Really? Exactly. One stick.
But the lip is just like this. Like, it's so tender.
Oh, anybody over here have any hidden tattoos?
I got like a tens, like three of us have a really weird language.
Visible.
Like,
right.
That's the point.
See them.
Right. So, Gary, what about you?
I always wanted a tattoo, an arrow.
Pointing where exactly?
Don't.
Down my back.
Why would you want to do that?
So you could know where to go.
Oh.
Because before you said you wanted a ruler.
I used to want a ruler, but
used to want a ruler.
You know, I always wanted a ruler taped in my mid thigh.
what? It should extend though. If... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, people always lie, so just measure up.
Gotta be this
Dish
total
Nation.
Ride.
Anyway,
coming up, honey, Homer Simpson, honey, has vowed to stop doing this after 34 years. Find out what after the break.
Homer.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, doop. After 35 years, Bart Simpson can finally tell Homer to eat his shorts without being strangled afterwards.
Ooh.
So the organization Prevent Child Abuse America revealed that the show's executives decided to reset its internal practices after 35 years on air and will now demonstrate responsible depictions of positive child rearing for millions of viewers. So no more Homer going postal on Bart, which I think is a terrible idea because it gives kids confidence that there's no repercussions for their disrespectful behavior. I think they should have ramped it up and have Homer fight Bart the same way Peter Griffin fights that chicken on Family Guy.
Wow. But that fight lasts forever.
Yeah, that fight is still going on.
It's still happening.
But yo, like the... And a crap, maybe like that strangling stunted Bart's growth because it's been 35 years.
Yeah.
And all that time, he still looks the same
he's
size.
Little. Yeah. He's little.
So sad.
But it's iconic. Like, I'm not obviously for child abuse in any way. It's just like that's a part of what that show was about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when they kill Kenny.
That's South Park.
On South Park, I know, but I'm saying
but
it's an
iconic.
Iconic moment.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of that.
It's like, part of the brand.
Yeah, like, ugh.
The episodes where they didn't kill Kenny, I was like,
Kenny's still alive.
Kill Kenny.
Kenny made it this episode.
Like, are they still playing? Does Homer still play around with little, like little sticks of plutonium? Are we gonna like back off of that as well?
Plutonium. Yeah, I mean, they still have that in the intro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Everybody getting soft, man. Bring dodgeball back.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.